at 680 on the AM dial and live on the internet at 680news.com. This is 680 News.
Good morning. It's Monday, December 23rd. I'm Catherine Jeté.
And I'm Brian Fisher. Good morning. We've got cloudy skies in downtown Toronto. Temperature minus 2 with a wind chill of minus 8. Here's what's making news this hour.
This is Jamie Pulfer at the Extreme Weather Center with the aftermath of this storm, including the latest on power outages, transit troubles, and cancellations.
Mayor Ford insists a state of emergency is not necessary as Toronto recovers from the massive storm.
As the ice storm cleanup continues, people without power look for someplace warm. This is Kevin Meisner near Don Mills in Eglinton, where several people have had to spend the night at a community center.
This is Charlene Close. The Insurance Bureau of Canada offers up some advice if your home or business has been affected by the ice storm.
In sports, an original six matchup between the Leafs and Rangers goes at MSG tonight, and the Raptors look to win their fifth straight road game in San Antonio. Sports at 45.
Canada's factory sector powering the GDP update for the month of October. The Dow Jones hitting a record for the fourth day in a row. Canadian dollar at a one-week high. Business at 56.
680 News, time 1031.
It's time for 680 News, traffic and weather together on the ones. And here is Rob Valentine.
Hey, Catherine, this traffic report is brought to you by Purdy's Chocolatiers. There are a number of complaints this morning from traffic spotters, the biggest of which, and I call it in order, number one is the folks that have not yet fully cleared their vehicles of ice. It's a definite hazard as it sometimes flies off vehicles, so please make sure you clear your vehicle before you head on out. Also, watch out. There are numerous traffic lights that are out completely through intersections because of the power issue we've had all weekend. Remember, if you do come across an intersection where traffic lights are malfunctioning or out completely, treat accordingly as an all-way stop if you can. Now, we've also got the biggest other complaint would be trees that are down, and that's causing all kinds of other grief for drivers, especially on secondary routes. Again, drive accordingly. As for the major area highways, well, we're looking okay right now. What we can see, the limited cameras that we do have along the 401, traffic seems to be moving along okay. The southbound Don Valley Parkway, it's a little bit busy at the top end. Just south of York Mills, it's a stop vehicle. It's on the right shoulder. It's causing a bit of a backup from about Highway 401. Northbound Don Valley looking a lot better now. The QEW is okay coming through Burlington, Oakville, Mississauga. Gardner traffic's fine. Toronto-bound QEW still a bit busy coming out of Grimsby over towards Stony Creek. Problems earlier approaching Burlington Street. All lanes have been open for a bit. And the intersection of Renforth and Silver Dart, a serious crash. Renforth closed between Eglinton and Carlingview as a result. Now the forecast, John Wilson.
Cloudy with a chance of a few flurries today and again tonight with much colder air moving in, and that's going to keep the ice we have from melting, and that's a problem in itself. And any bit of wind might bring down more tree limbs or even power lines, so we're not quite out of this yet. The guaranteed high of plus one was at midnight. We're slipping all day from there, and minus 13 will be the eventual low tonight with some sunshine tomorrow up to minus 10. Today's guaranteed high was plus one.
And right now at 680 News in downtown Toronto, we have cloudy skies. It is minus 3. Wind chill makes it feel like minus 8. We'll have another check of traffic and weather together in less than 10 minutes. 680 News time, 1033.
Ice storm aftermath, or as one newspaper headline reads this morning, the nightmare before Christmas as hundreds of thousands remain without power in Toronto.
Now, the mayor has decided not to call a state of emergency. We will have more on that in just a moment. The first 680's Jamie Pulfer joins us from the Extreme Weather Center with word it could be a Christmas by candlelight for many. Jamie?
Yeah, Brian, the push is on to get the power back on. Hundreds of thousands are still affected. That includes Toronto Hydro CEO Anthony Haynes, who now says they're making some progress restoring power to some 75,000 customers.
Critical loads are coming back up, and so our next priority are the big wires, making sure that we get the big feeders back up, and which bring thousands and thousands of customers up along with them. And we're doing that right now. Literally every few minutes there's another feeder coming back up.
Now, he's not giving a commitment as to when power will be fully restored, even suggesting some could be without power beyond Christmas. He says they are asking for help from utilities across the province, even stateside. At this point, more than 200,000 are still without power in the city. That includes Sunnybrook Hospital, but Toronto East General has power restored. Fluctuating numbers, Hydro One outages now about 112,000. An improvement in York Region, where Power Stream now says 29,000 are affected. The majority should be restored today. Enersource in Mississauga saying just over 500 without power. Viridian has cut its number of outages in half, but power remains out for some 12,000 customers. They are primarily located in the heavily severely treed areas of West Pickering, Claremont, South Ajax, Bowmanville, Newcastle, and Port Hope. From the TTC today, no subway service on the Shepherd SRT lines, no service between Woodbine and Kennedy on the Bloor-Danforth line, trains also bypassing North York Center on the Young University Spadina line due to a power outage there. Shuttle buses are running. Streetcars are running as well. GO Transit is operating on an adjusted winter storm schedule today. Yorkdale's power has been restored. The mall is open today. The shops at Don Mills are closed, though. They have no power. But I have to tell you that McEwen Foods is open. They have their own generator. Vaughn Mills is open today, but they're still dealing with power outages on the west side of the mall. Several child care centers closed today. Best to call ahead. All permits canceled for GTA schools. That includes child care programs. York University suspending operations, canceling exams today. They've been rescheduled to January 11th. Humber College and all campus services closed today. So is Seneca College King Campus and Centennial College East York Campus. At Pearson Airport, more than 60 canceled flights. We have delays as well. Call ahead or check your flight status before going to the airport. And if you're waiting for a delivery, good news from Canada Post saying it will try to operate normally today. At the Extreme Weather Center, Jamie Pulfer, 680 News.
Now the storm has forced many to seek shelter inside warming centers. 680's Kevin Meisner joins us live with that story. Kevin.
Well, Catherine, it got so cold inside Gaina's house where she has no power and no heat, she simply couldn't feel her hands or feet any longer. And it was even worse for a five-year-old daughter. That's when she made the tough call to pack up and head to the emergency warming center in the Dennis Timbrell Resource Center. She tells me it was a tough night for her five-year-old.
She was okay until about 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock, she started to cry.
She just wanted to go back home.
Yes. Yes, she still wants to go back home, but we're not able to yet.
Now, in many areas, everything is still coated in a layer of ice, tree limbs, power lines, even the sidewalks. Of course, with all that ice, even venturing outside your front door can be a challenge.
It's treacherous, and you really got to watch your footing as well as keep an eye out for any dangers like the power lines. But as long as you stay clear, I think keep going.
Near Don Mills in Eglinton, Kevin Meisner, 680 News.
680 News time, 10:38. Well, Mayor Ford is brushing off accusations he should have declared a state of emergency. He told reporters at City Hall this morning he's consulted with all of the main players involved in the storm recovery and cleanup effort.
If things would have got worse overnight, then we would be considering calling for a state of emergency. But at this time, there's no reason to do that. We're doing fine as is. And if the province wants to help out and offer their help, we'd be more than happy to take it.
The city will hold another briefing at 4 o'clock this afternoon to update the situation.
A Peel police officer is okay after a two-car crash near Renforth and the 401 in Etobicoke. The officer's cruiser collided with a van and flipped over around 9 this morning. It's not clear whether charges will be laid. The intersection of Renforth and Convair is closed as the investigation continues.
680 News Time, 10:39.
And consider yourself at home.
Time for the 680 News Transit Report from TTC Control. Still no service on the Shepherd Subway line or the Scarborough RT. On the Bloor-Danforth line, there's no service between Woodbine and Warden stations. Shuttle buses are running. On the Young University line, no service at North York Center station. We're also being told to expect delays on all the surface routes. And now to GO Transit headquarters, here's Judy Friedman.
Service is certainly improving, Catherine, but a couple of delays and cancellations to pass along right now. Lakeshore East, general delays down to 35 minutes along that corridor, so much improved from earlier. One delay now cleared for Richmond Hill riders. One is ongoing. That's the 920 train. That's delayed by 40 minutes from Oriel. On our Stouffville line, the 915 from Unionville, that's been canceled due to an earlier CN signal issue. And for bus passengers on Route 92, as a result of some tricky road conditions, we are experiencing delays on this route up to 35 minutes, and these delays are expected to continue until 7 tonight. Catherine, back to you.
6 City News Time, 10:40.
Schedule for details.
680 News Time 1041.
Time for 680 News, traffic and weather together on the ones. Here's Rob Valentine.
Hey, Catherine, this traffic report brought to you by Diamond and Diamond Law. Southbound Don Valley Parkway, south of York Mills is a problem. It's on the shoulder. And then further south toward Winford Drive, we had a snow removal group. They're moving quickly down the Don Valley. So it is a little on the busy side, top end of the Don Valley, from about Highway 401 down toward Winford Drive. Beyond that, though, not too bad. Northbound Don Valley traffic looking a lot better. If you're traveling along Highway 401 this morning, we don't see any problem spots through the eyes of the MTO Compass System cameras. Now, we do have major problems, though, this morning that continue. The biggest problem continues to be with the power outage. A lot of intersections are out. Traffic lights are out completely. Remember to treat them accordingly as you drive through. Mostly all-way stops to deal with. As well, several trees are down this morning that will make it extremely difficult, especially to get around the right lanes this morning. That's where most of the trees seem to find themselves at this point. As for the rest of the routes we've checked out, including the Gardner heading into and out of downtown, all as well. In Stony Creek, we still got delays. Toronto bound QEW from about 50 Road toward Burlington Street. Problems that are all cleaned up. Lanes have been reopened for a bit. South of Pearson Airport, you want to stay away from Renforth and Silver Dart. Renforth closed between Eglinton and Carlingview because of a crash. Emergency crews on scene. Now with your forecast, City News weather specialist John Wilson.
Proved today, the trouble is all the ice we had we're going to keep, plus the refreeze from that little melt last evening, because the temperature is falling. Our guaranteed high of +1 was at midnight. We'll drop to -3 today and then keep dropping with a few light flurries possible, generally just cloudy. Also cloudy, a few light flurries possible tonight, -13. Tomorrow, increasing amounts of sunshine during the day, but only -10 for a high. Christmas Day looks cloudy with some late day flurries, -3. Should be no big bother. Today's guaranteed high was +1 at midnight.
And right now at 680 News in downtown Toronto, we have cloudy skies. It is -3. It's -4 out of Pearson with a wind chill of -8. 680 News Time 1043.
Now the 680 News Market Minute brought to you by Manulife Mutual Funds.
To the Business Center, and here is Mike Apple. Mike?
Hey, Brian, we've got a good start to this holiday shortened work week for North American equity markets. The TSX Composite up 16 points at 13,416. That is being led by RBC up 34 cents at 7060. Also some strength for Magna International up $1.20 at 84.21. Stateside, some improving signals again on the U.S. economy and late-year optimism helping the Dow gain 70 points, on pace for its fourth record in a row. NASDAQ's up 33 points, or 0.8%. Price for oil slipping back 53 cents at 98.79. Gold is down 220 at 12.0150. Canadian dollar at 94.49 cents U.S. That is up by 0.7%. At the Business Center, Mike Apple, 680 News.
Coming up at 10:48, news you can use in the wake of the ice storm.
680 News Time 1044.
Find new roads. Because news can happen anytime, anywhere. You need 680 News 3, 4, 5 times a day. This is All News Radio. 680 News.
It's cloudy, -3 in downtown Toronto, feeling more like -8. Good morning from the 680 News Broadcast Center. I'm Catherine Jeté.
And I'm Brian Fisher. Here's what's making news this hour.
Some 244,000 customers without power in Toronto in the wake of the massive weekend storm. Hydro officials warning that some homes will likely be in the dark beyond Christmas. Streetcars running again today. The TTC says there's no service, though, on the Shepherd Subway Line or the Scarborough RT.
This is 680 News. Time now for 680 Sports.
From Sportsnet 590 The Fan, here is Megan Wilson.
The Leafs visit the Rangers for an original six matchup in New York at 7-9 on Sportsnet Ontario. The Leafs looking for their second road win since October 30th. They're visiting Madison Square Garden. Hockey Night in Canada's Glenn Healy joining Sportsnet 590 The Fan and says if the Leafs blow it this season, a lot of efforts are going to waste.
If they don't make the playoffs, this would be another step backwards for a club that took a big step forward last year.
The game wraps up the Rangers' 9-game homestand. They're 2-4-2 through that stretch. The Raptors try for their fifth straight road win at 8:30 tonight in San Antonio on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and Sportsnet 1. Toronto has won 2 in a row and 4 straight on the road, including a huge 104-98 win over the Thunder in OKC last night. The 10-4 49ers will look for their fifth straight win against the 4-10 Falcons in the NFL Monday Nighter. It's an 8:40 kickoff. Sports at 15:45, past every hour or anytime at sportsnet590.ca.
680 News Time 1047.
See store for details.
680 News Time 1048.
Many questions about insurance coverage in the wake of this big storm. 680's Charlene Close joins us with news you can use.
The damage has been widespread with tree limbs down right across the GTA. Peter Karageorgis with the Insurance Bureau of Canada recommends taking pictures so you can present evidence to your insurance company.
There's trees lying over cars in the middle of the road. There's going to have to be cleared. So it's best to, as soon as you can also as well, if it's safe, go out and take a picture of the damage to your property.
He also suggests calling your insurance company's 24-hour hotline. Now, if you're one of the lucky ones and your power is back on, you'll want to be extra cautious about eating any of the food in your fridge or freezer. Safety experts say food in the fridge is fine for about 4 hours if you don't open the door. Food in a full freezer is safe to eat for 48 hours without power. Charlene Close, 680 News.
Many places to go to get out of the cold. 680's Jackie Rosen has a list of Toronto warming centres.
For those looking to warm up in Toronto, you can visit the Dennis Timbrell Community Centre at 29 St. Dennis Drive in the Eglinton and Don Mills area, the Malvern Community Centre at 30 Sewells Road in the Nielsen and Finch area, the Agent Court Community Centre at 31 Glen Walford Drive near Shepherd in Midland, the Don Montgomery Community Centre at 2467 Eglinton Avenue East near Midland, the Northwood Community Centre at 15 Clubhouse Court in the Jane and Finch area, the Mitchell Field Community Centre at 89 Church Avenue near Yonge and Finch, and the Joseph Piccinini Community Centre at 1369 St. Clair Avenue West near Lansdowne. If you do still have power on your cell phone, tablet, or laptop, the full list can be found at 680news.com. Jackie Rosen, 680 News.
680 News Time 1050.
This Christmas morning.
680 News Time 1051.
Time for 680 News Traffic and Weather together on the ones. Here's Rob Valentine.
Hey, Catherine, this traffic report brought to you by Walmart. We've still got delays top end of the Don Valley Parkway. Nothing serious, but expect a bit of a slowdown on the southbound 404 Don Valley from the 401 down to south of York Mills. There's a problem. It's partially affecting the right lane. Beyond that, though, don't see any problem spots on the Don Valley Parkway. Now, if you are traveling on the northbound Don Valley, it doesn't look all that bad from what we can see through the eyes of the rescue cameras. MTO Compass cameras seeing a pretty good run so far as well along the 401 this morning. Don't see any particular problem spots. Now, the big problem continues to be in town where traffic lights are a big issue through parts of the GTA and outside of the GTA. If you come across an intersection where traffic lights are out or malfunctioning, remember to treat as an always stop or at least treat accordingly through the intersection. Also, several trees are down this morning. Will they be difficult to drive this morning, especially right lanes that are affected? And one other note from traffic spotters, please make sure you clear all all vehicles of ice, including the top ends where we're getting a lot of vehicles that are getting a lot of the ice that are blowing off the top ends and landing on some other vehicles, including one traffic spotter that said busted his windshield. Not the greatest way to do things. As for the rest of the routes we checked out, no sign of any particular problem spots. Out of Stony Creek and Grimsby, we're still seeing delays. Toronto-bound QEW from about 50 Road off and on to Centennial Parkway. Now with your extended forecast, City News weather specialist John Wilson.
Cloudy with a chance of a few flurries today as much colder air pours into the GTA and all of southern Ontario, really, and the refreezing from last night's little melt, plus the ice we already had, is going to weigh down trees and power lines and keep you slipping and sliding for a few days. It's not going to warm up any. Plus one, the guaranteed high was at midnight. We're dropping. We have -3 much of the morning, and then -13 overnight, and then clearing to some sunshine tomorrow, but only -10 for a high. Christmas Day, cloudy with a weak system producing light flurries afternoon and evening, -3. Today's guaranteed high was +1 at midnight.
And right now at 680 News in downtown Toronto, cloudy skies, -3 at a Pearson. It's -4. Wind chill makes it feel like -8.
Happening now on 680 News, we are joined live on the phone by Maurizio Bevilacqua, the mayor of Vaughan. And Mr. Mayor, do you have power where you are this morning?
Well, good morning, everyone. Very good news here in the city of Vaughan. Yesterday, we had 37,000 PowerStream customers without power. This morning, PowerStream has reported that only 2,000 are without power. This is a significant improvement from yesterday. Our emergency preparedness center, of course, the operations center is fully staffed and taking all the necessary steps to address the challenges created by the storm. As a precaution, we responded by opening up three warming centers, a Dufferin Clark Community Center, Maple Community Center, and Valour Village Community Center. But it's going well. As you know, in the city of Vaughan, we invest a lot of time on emergency preparedness, given the history of the city, and the team is doing a great job. But there's no question about it. The story coming out of the city of Vaughan We have gone from 37,000 PowerStream customers without power yesterday to 2,000. So we're very optimistic and hopeful.
So, Mr. Mayor, what's the biggest concern in Vaughan right now?
Well, for me, is obviously the safety of people. We sent out a message throughout the city, making sure that people look after each other, go to next door to see your elderly neighbor, make sure that the city crews continue to salt and plow our streets and clear debris, and they're doing a phenomenal job. It was very important for me to communicate very quickly, so I send out a message to the entire city telling them to contact Access Vaughan, to contact PowerStream, and to stress to the citizens that my priority is, in fact, their safety. And the results are quite good. As you know, this is a very tight community, tightly knit community, and people help each other. Also, I've spoken with Premier Kathleen Wynne, who expressed her concern to me for the citizens of Vaughan and offered her assistance. So the emergency preparedness activities of the past are paying dividends in the past couple of days here in the city of Vaughan.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. That was Maurizio Bevilacqua, Mayor of Vaughan, heard live here on 680 News, telling us that of the 37,000 customers without power yesterday, only 2,000 are left in the dark. We'll keep you up to date with the latest on the storm recovery efforts here on 680 News.
This Boxing Day.
Time for the 680 News Business Report. Here's Mike Eppel.
Hey, Catherine. We've got the markets at the best level of the morning. TSX Composite Index up 25 points, and that is led by the big banks and some of the energy producers. Stateside, the Dow's on pace for its fourth record in a row, adding 74 points, and the NASDAQ's up 33 points, or 0.8%. Canadian economy, bolstered by the improvements we've seen recently out of the States, is showing a better-than-expected growth rate for October. GDP, according to Stats Canada, posting a solid performance, up 0.3% for the value of goods and services produced by the economy in October, and it puts the fourth quarter GDP on pace for anywhere from 2.7 to 3% growth, which would be the best since several years, actually. And again, this follows some better than expected readings most recently out of the States, and that is helping the export segment and the manufacturing sector in particular. Canadian dollar reflecting this. The dollar right now at its best level in pretty much this month, 94.5 cents U.S. That's up 0.7%. The exchange rate back below $1.06. Oil is down 51 cents, 98.81. Gold down $2.1202. At the Business Center, Mike Eppel, 680 News.
In London right now, it's overcast and -2. Kitchener, overcast and -3. Downtown, it's a cloudy sky and -3. This is 680 News.
Toronto's only all-